Hello, everybody, from just a little ways north of Kickapoo Creek. It's Radio Munson with Ray Brown playing the bass there for pianist Gene Harris and his great band. Yeah. The Gene Harris All-Star Big Band, sort of a precursor of that great super band that he put together in the 1970s to travel the world, actually. I think Philip Morris, one of the cigarettes, sponsored the band, and it was just a wonderful band. And this is sort of a precursor he put together to record a thing called Captain Bill in honor of Count Basie. And he got a little help there from Bob Cooper playing tenor saxophone and John Faddis playing the high trumpet, and that soulful piano of Gene Harris with a great rhythm section, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Jeff Hamilton playing drums here on Radio Munson. This is our last Thursday night for the month of May. Are you ready for Memorial Day weekend? Boy, it's right on the doorstep now. You can sort of slip and slide through tomorrow, right, at work. Maybe knock off a little bit early and make it almost seem like a four-day weekend. Mostly cloudy overnight with about a 50% chance of showers, but I'm not seeing anything on radar, so nothing's imminent. And by imminent, I mean, you know, I would say before midnight, maybe even beyond that. It'll only get down to 68 tonight, and then there's a little bit more likelihood of some showers tomorrow, again back into the low 80s, and then rain again tomorrow night, 64, good chance of rain. And about a 50% chance of showers on Saturday with the temperature, again, about 83 degrees. So it's going to be one of these off-again, on-again things where, you know, some people are going to get a little rain, some people are not going to get rain. Ray Brown wrote that song called Captain Bill, and Basie didn't have a rank, did he? I mean, he was already a count. But he wore that that nautical cap for so many years. Captain would not have been appropriate in that case. This is a Navy guy. But we don't mess around with details like that. I was slip and slide here myself. I wasn't born yesterday, you know. Here's Basie and Sinatra.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortunes fallen all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Everybody who was anybody got a chance to record with Count Basie at one time or another before Bill Basie's death in the early 1980s, I believe it was. And Sinatra was one of the early ones. In 1962, he and Basie went into the studios and recorded that, featuring Frank West there on tenor saxophone. On Radio Munson, we're going to play a lot of the bands tonight, and we're going to have a little dance set a little bit later on with three iconic tunes done by Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and their orchestras, and Artie Shaw and his band. Here's Harry James with not his full band, but a smaller group, but certainly brought his trumpet along to do a little recording session with Doris Day.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You're swell. I like your style, say, I really think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You said that Edison would never make that light. You laughed at Mr. Franklin with his key and kite. The point of the song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
Doris Day with Harry James. And My gut feeling is you're pretty swell yourself, but of course I may be wrong. Been wrong before. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time on Radio Munson. Here's a song that Glenn Miller's band did that was written by a Mexican songwriter, producer, Alberto Dominguez. It's called Perfidia.
With a sad lament, my dreams have faded like a
broken melody.
While the gods of love look down and laugh at what romantic fools we mortals be. And now I know my love was not for you, and so I take it back with a sigh, perfidious one, goodbye.
Glenn Miller had a great arranger named Bill Finnegan. He was a part of that Sauter Finnegan Orchestra that was traveling around the country for a couple of decades. And he's the guy who arranged that song of betrayal, Perfidia. Well, more of the bands coming up tonight. We have Bill Aldridge's classic jazz band, and Bill's going to sing a chorus of the Tin Roof Blues coming in a few minutes. Here's a song that Sonny Burke arranged, that Rodgers and Hammerstein had written. Arranged it for Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra. And pretty good description, well, in my opinion, of this morning when the rains came through. I mean, it was a beautiful rain. Come on. Gotta appreciate that. It's, oh, what a beautiful morning. Thank you.
Support for GLT comes from CEFCU, proudly presenting the GLT Summer Concert held on the Museum Square in downtown Bloomington Saturday, June 11th. This free concert features rockabilly bass and vocals from the Stray Cats, Lee Rocker. Details at WGLT.org. This is GLT.
Well, I've seen the lights of old Broadway, old Broadway. Now I've gambled in Havana, Rock Island and Savannah, and say, don't think I've ever seen nothing quite like New Orleans, New Orleans. Let me tell you about that old tin roof cafe where they play the blues until the break of day. Fancy ladies always hanging around the band, listening to the hottest jazz in the land. Now we're gonna play the tin roof blues. Whoa, those blues. Trombone man starts playing soft and low. People get out on the floor, start moving real slow. They do some stepping that can't be beat. And then the floor man says, come on, move your feet. Gotta see him dance. Gotta see him dance to the tin roof blues.
A classic jazz band from Orlando, Florida, and Bill doing the vocal and also playing a little trombone with Charlie Bertini playing trumpet, and that was Randy Myers playing soprano saxophone here on Radio Munson, our little Thursday night gig. You can always reach me at don@wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you. Last show in the month of May. My golly, next Thursday, we're in June. And of course, you know what June means.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Boys, come and kiss me, show how you miss me, get me to the church on time. And if I'm dancing, roll up the floor. And if I'm whistling, me out the door. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Kick out the rumpus, but don't lose the compass. And get me to the church. Get me to the church. For Pete's sake, get me to the church on time.
A lot of people will tell you that's a must album to have if you like the Great American Songbook, and it's a love affair all these decades with American jazz music. It's called Rosie Solves a Swingin' Riddle. Nelson Riddle's arrangements for Rosie Clooney. And Riddle always came up with interesting twists. He brought in chimes for that recording session. He had a guy by the name of Frank Flynn who played vibes and occasionally played drums for him. He said, Frank, I want you to play chimes for this session. Frank said, what? He said, chimes. You can do it. And he pulled it off pretty well, seems to me. Well, we're playing a little bit of this and a little bit of that on Thursdays, as we've done here for, 15 years or so on GLT on Thursday nights. Here's a familiar song. I wonder if this is one of those familiar songs that you'll have a little trouble identifying because you haven't heard it for a long time. It was a song that was originally out in 1948. Von Monroe, the vocalist band leader, recorded it, and Guy Lombardo recorded it with his band. But then it became a big hit in 1966 when a relatively young Wayne Newton recorded it. And Newton did it in his Las Vegas show for a lot of years after that. Woody Herman's band does honors here. I'm not going to name it. You see if you can identify it. Woody Herman's band, circa 1966. He was the guy who recorded Red Roses for a Blue Lady. Yeah, you remember that song. Andy McGee was playing tenor saxophone and Woody's clarinet. Here on Radio Munson, an old pal Dave who's listening tonight, loves the great guitar players. And I have this album that I haven't played for a while, and I'm thinking maybe this is a good time to do it. It's an album that was recorded in 1975 in Nashville by Chet Atkins and Les Paul. It was the only album they ever did together. And these guys were rivals, and to be honest, they didn't always get along all that well. You can read their biographies, and they'll take a little shot at each other. But in 1975, they decided it would be fun to record an album together. So Les Paul flew down to Nashville, and Chet Atkins got together some of his favorite sidemen down there. And they went into a studio with nothing planned. I mean, they just, you know, they knew the songs that each other knew. And they decided, well, we'll just, you know, we'll make it up on the spot. And they decided to leave a little bit of the conversation as they're working on that. On the album. The album is called Chester and Lester. It's a must album if you like this kind of stuff. And we'll pick it up there in the studio in Nashville.
Oh, great. Whatever key you want, I don't know.
Well, if we start like you do, a little thing like... And I'll do... How can we get into it?
I'll go on. Stop.
Well, it goes right in. Okay, listen to this for an intro.
That's a cool...
Where do they come in last? Where is one there?
Right where one is. Thank you.
Les Paul and Chet Atkins and Moonglow and the theme from Picnic. Winging It on Radio Munson.
That's all.
When I hear a serenade in blue,
for GLT comes from the Economic Development Council, helping businesses succeed in blooming to normal from startups and small businesses to large corporations. The EDC provides guidance for starting or expanding a business, which in turn enhances the local economy. Details at bnbiz.org. This is GLT.
A little over seven decades ago, President Truman announced the U.S. had dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans.
I'm Renee Montaigne. Now Barack Obama becomes the first sitting president to go to Hiroshima since then. We'll have special coverage on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 on GLT, News and Ideas.
That was Cy Zettner's band with the Johnny Man Singers and Serenade in Blue. Here's a song that goes back to the 1920s. It's called Chloe. 1927, Gus Kahn wrote that song called Chloe, and the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra in D.C. recorded that. We're featuring Gary Smullyan there on baritone saxophone and others on Radio Munson on Thursday evening, last Thursday evening in May. I think we're going to escape showers most of the overnight hours. Maybe a shower before morning. Nothing moving in right now. And sort of a likelihood of some showers, but it'll be off and on tomorrow with a high of about 82. And that's pretty much the story for the next two or three days. Saturday, about a 50% chance of rain, and that's part of the time. We don't see any all-day rains coming. Well, I brought in something by Anita O'Day and something by Earl Father Hines and John Pizzarelli. And Ella Fitzgerald singing with the Ink Spots. That ought to be fun. This is Teresa Brewer. Remember, I mean, she had such a pop string of pop hits that people forget that late in her career, she sang with all the great bands. She sang with Basie. And she didn't do an album with Duke Ellington, but she did do an album with Mercer Ellington, Duke's son, right after Duke had died. It's called The Cotton Connection, and a lot of the people who were with the Ellington Band were playing in Mercer Ellington's band. It was really a continuation of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Teresa Brewer did the vocals.
Take all of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my arm.
Teresa Brewer, they always said she had so many million-selling pop records before she started really getting interested in jazz that you didn't know what to expect if you were a jazz artist, a sideman, when she came into the studio to record. But they said she was all business and extremely down-to-earth, didn't try to big-time anybody, and it was just sort of all ears. Wanted to hear how they do this music, and she was a quick read. Well, here's a guy from Phoenix who had sort of a roaring start as a vocalist, Monte Procopio, and he got together with Bob Friedman, the great Hollywood and actually Broadway arranger, who had done a lot of stuff with the great jazz bands. And Bob Friedman was in retirement in Scottsdale a few years ago and got together with Monte Procopio and they recorded in Tempe with a great band of Phoenix area guys, and this is the result.
That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. Should stay away, but what could I do? I hear your name and I am aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love, in a spin, loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love, in a spin, loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love. Has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf caught on the tide. Should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. Fire, you are the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin, loving that spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love, in a spin, the spin I'm in. That old black magic called love, in a spin, spin I'm in. Old black magic called love.
I wonder, that's Monte Procopio with Bob Friedman's arrangement, letting those musicians from the Phoenix area stretch out a little bit. I wonder if Jeff and Marcy Pritz will be going through Phoenix as part of their year-long tour with their two kids, their two dogs, the cat, and a motorhome. You hear Mike McCurdy's interview on Sound Ideas with the couple, Jeff and Marcy Pritz. They just said, you know, everybody says someday I'm going to take a trip like this. And they said, well, you know, why not make this year someday? So they just ditched everything. I mean, basically quit their jobs. And after careful planning, they're taking off. If you haven't heard that interview, go to WGLT.org and check it out. It's on the Facebook or the web page, and I think you'll be intrigued by. They're honoring those, and their friends are sending them off tonight at the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington. I think they don't leave for a couple of weeks yet, but they're going to take a whole year, and they're going to road school the kids, and I think they're going to just have a wonderful adventure. I admire them for it. Here's a guy in Chicago in the 1930s, Earl Father Hines, who was a piano player and had his own band, and they were performing at the Grand Terrace, which was the spot on the south side of Chicago. I forget what the address was, but the Grand Terrace Ballroom, it was owned by the mob in Chicago, and Capone had a hand in it, and some of his pals. Much as, who was the New York boss at the time? Was it Oney Madden at the time? Owned the Cotton Club. Anyway, the mob owned the Cotton Club. And as Duke Ellington was sort of the band that kept the Cotton Club in focus, Earl Father Hines did the same thing for the Grand Terrace in Chicago. He broadcast two shows a night, live shows, a half hour each time. And he would, because Chicago's right in the middle of the country, he took WMAQ in Chicago, which had a great signal going east. You could hear it a long ways east, all the way to the East Coast. So he'd do a half hour on WMAQ. And then a station that shared the frequency 8900 with WLS, the station call letters were WENR, and it had a strong signal going west. So an hour later, he'd do a half-hour show on WENR, which could be heard far to the west. And Earl Father Hines played a piano, what they called trumpet style. And that, he had this great tone. And he basically, with his right hand, he punches out all these strong, assertive patterns and improvisations, much like a trumpeter would. And when they opened their shows, they would always open with this one. That's about as close as we'll get to Earl Father Hines at the Grand Terrace over the radio. Yeah, that works for me. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Here's Sammy Davis Jr. with Marty Paich's music.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting, but love fell out with me. Unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love everlasting, but love fell out with me. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. With love, with love, with love, with.